Okay, folks, we're get ready to start here. Come on in, get settled in. Bless you. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Come on in. Have a seat. Okay. Get settled in here. Okay. Bless your hearts. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to you folks on Facebook Live. Great to have everybody aboard here. So, yeah. Good deal. So, I'd like to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time that we have to be together, the fellowship with you first and foremost, and with one another, with the love of God reigning in our lives. Sure grateful that you've called us to your family, that we can have a relationship with the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can use that wonderful name above all names to connect with you, to see answered prayers and sweet fellowship. So, Father, we're excited to be together this morning. When the saints gather, it's always a wonderful time. So I pray for great learning, great excitement on what we can do in discipling the world back to you. And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh, that's a strong amen. I love it. Great. Well, we're going to open up with a song here. And this song's pretty effective. You might want to stand up and do a little dancing and a swaying here. And you're welcome to do so. Okay? Old Church Choir.
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. I've been restored.
and in my soul, I got a sweet salvation, and it's beautiful.
I got an old church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation, and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing, 'cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Steal my joy.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are pretty excited, huh? Good, good. Well, we got some announcements and things, and I'd like to refer to the newsletter, and I've got them spread around here, so hopefully you have one near you that you can grab. I need one. Thank you, Daryl. So just to share briefly, this first article, our relationship with God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wanted to clarify some things with the saints in light of our relationship with God and Jesus Christ. And so we did a little article, thankful to Jeannie working together on this. So I trust you'll see what the Word of God says, that we have a direct connection to the Heavenly Father through the name, the powerful name of Jesus Christ. And we have a relationship with Him in a beautiful way because we have His Spirit in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. So some great realities there. Take a look at that article. And I hope that'll clarify some things for you in light of our relationships. Then there's a page 3. Barney and Vicki and Joe and Jeanette Evans went to Washington, D.C. and had a great experience there. So nice little article on their trip there. And so I know you'll enjoy that. And then our schedule's on the back. Okay. So you can see we'll be here most Sundays. The last Sunday of the month, October, November, we'll have the fellowship at our house. Okay, we will not be here. As you can see on the schedule, it'll be at the Linfelts. Some of the newer ones got scratched out. But it should say Linfelts on the October 30th as well as November 30th, okay? And then on the bottom there, you can see Barney's done a book, Chosen Gems. So some little information there. You can get that book on Amazon, I think. You can get it. How do you do it electronically? What do you call that? Kindle, yeah. Kindle or a live book. Well, not a live book, but you know what I mean. A real book. E-book, but I'm talking about a book that has pages in it. Paper book. Yes, yes. So, and then our schedules at the bottom for you can connect with some of the fellowships that are going on pretty much most of the week, right? Real excited that the Barnharts are continuing to do Tuesday nights utilizing Ken Petty seminars. Really great stuff. Really good. Well, at this time, I'd like to introduce you to a committed man of God that is doing a beautiful work in Japan, Steve Barrett.
Wow, thank you guys so much. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. I think I was here last summer. We all met in the park, had a great time, and I got to share about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. In Japan, because you know the kingdom of God is everywhere. You know, it's in our midst. When we get together, wherever we meet, wherever we gather in His name, He's here, and we thank God for that. So I don't want to go too long because we got a great brother Joe, who I met in Japan, by the way. This is amazing. I met him this year in Japan. We went out on the street. We went for a walk. We got to meet some people in Japan and talk about Jesus. It was an amazing time, and he's also here, and he's going to share later. But what I want to share this morning I have some videos of just some testimony of God's power on the front lines of Japan, because God's power, the Holy Spirit is something we need to rely on. I've been living in Japan 20 years. When I first got to Japan, my wife's Japanese, we have 5 children. And most of them born in Japan. 4 of them born in Japan. And when I first was beginning to try to do ministry, I was doing it in my own strength and my own wisdom. It was only the time I really turned to the Lord and said, I need you. I need it. It's not happening in my way. What should I do? And the Lord just turned my heart to go to the scripture where it says in 1 Thessalonians, right? Our gospel came to you not with just mere words, but with power, with the Holy Spirit, and full conviction. Those three things. And that is what God's been helping me to go out with, those three things that He's given us to declare His kingdom with. And so these short video clips are basically the beginning of my journey to encounter Japanese who have never heard the gospel. They're 1% Christian, one of the most unreached nations in the world. And how do you reach those people? When they have money, when they have food, when they have everything that they need for life, but they don't have Christ. So if we could just show one of those clips, and I'll kind of narrate it through. And this, so this is a man here. This is I minister at churches. This man here had a shoulder issue, and he's only saying, this is as far as I could lift my shoulder before Steve prayed for me, because the God needs to be experienced in churches too, not just on the street. But he's talking about his shoulder. He could only do this, but now I can lift my arm all the way up, and you can see how happy he is now. I can do full rotation of my shoulder. And he's excited, right? You know, praise God, you know. And so, and this man came out of Jehovah's Witness, by the way. And he had always doubted the power of God. And he had been coming to church, and he had always doubted the power of God. And it wasn't until he encountered this, he was now, I'm fully in on the kingdom of God. This Christianity took on a new meaning for him. Dear brother of mine, his name is Keishi. Okay, we can show another clip. Now this is at a restaurant in Tokyo.
No pain, zero.
He's saying no pain.
No pain. Brace? No, no more.
Zero. He had a brace, right?
Jesus' name.
He's, see how surprised he is.
What's up? Miracle.
Miracle.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Could you imagine that? Praise God. Glory to God. See, and
no more queso.
Yeah, what happened? He was my chef. He's cooking my meal. And the story is, so I just got a quick clip, after he got healed, because he had this brace on his arm, and he's cutting things. And so I said, what's the deal there? And he's like, oh, I've got, tendonitis in my elbow. And I was, that bothers you, right? And you're cooking, David. He's like, yes, very much. I go, well, just a second. Just let me pray for it real quick. And he's like, while I'm doing it, yeah. So I just put my hand out, just in Jesus' name, be healed, all pain go. And then I go, try it out, take off your brace, try it. And then I, that's when I start, got my phone out. And then afterwards, he's going to go, how did you do that? We had a conversation to follow up. That's Jesus. And then even at the end of the video, I go, yes-sama. That's yes-sama. That's, I'm introducing Jesus. Because when we introduce Jesus, what are we introducing? Some religious figure from the West? No, this is a God who heals you. And that's his first encounter with that. So we're coming like Paul, not just mere words, And he got a little bit of the gospel, That's that first seed that comes in. Maybe he'd never heard it before, because I don't know his whole backstory, of what if he grew up in a Christian home or who knows sometimes. But when you're on the street, but you sow a seed and you demonstrate the power, and let the Lord do the rest. And so that's just one encounter. That was just very cool. You can see how happy he was. He's like, miracle. And that's what Japanese need to see this. We come to Japan and they see a foreigner and we say, oh, do you know about Christianity? And they think, well, that's not my religion. That's not my thing. But when they see the power of God, they're going to go, how did that happen? And now we have a chance to sow seed in an open heart. So I think we've got one more, correct? Okay. She had a cane, and now she's walking perfectly. She's saying, hold on, hold on.
Hallelujah, 奇跡です.
奇跡ですよ。
ちょっと待って、いや、ちょっと待って、
奇跡ですよ。
これは神様、あなたを愛してます。
I say Jesus loves you. Jesus really loves you. I told
him that. そ
んなことないよ。
そんなことありますよ。
I said this happens to Jesus.
あります。
なんで
神様、本当です。今日あなたを癒しました。
Jesus loves you.
Jesus.
今日あなたの会う人にこれ話します。
わかりました。
She says, my friend is Christian. I'm actually heading to her house right now. I'm going to talk to her about this.
平南学院で牧師になる勉強。
So that this was one of the first miracles I saw on the street in Japan.
Okay. Praise God. Say hallelujah. Yeah.
So this lady was walking with a cane. You don't see it before because, you know, but her leg was like this. If you imagine a lady with a cane walking that slow. We kind of stopped her and just said, are you okay? And she's like, I'm fine. And she was actually, you know, getting off of a phone call. And we asked, can I pray for your leg? And she says, I don't know. You know, and I said, it's just 10 seconds. And she said, oh, 10 seconds, I could do that. But sometimes you just need to know a time frame. You say, pray for you. I mean, is it a whole ritual? Do I need to, you know, because these are Japanese people. You say, pray, what does that mean? Do I have to, you know, get out, you know, certain tools? They have no idea what they do. I said, I'm going to pray for you. And I said, I'm going to pray for you. I'm just going to touch right there on your leg. And she said something afterwards. And this is what caused me to get my phone out to video. She says, when you touched my leg, something came out of my head. It like jumped out of me. And I said, really? I go, well, let's walk. And get, you know, you see her, you hand off her cane to my friend there, and she's just like, oh, I can't believe this. And so she's walking perfectly straight in that video. Yeah, kiseki, hallelujah. That's, our God is a God of miracles. And it's so easy to forget when we get caught up in the day-to-day, or maybe we're, you know, not, there's a time to share with our words, absolutely. And the Word of God is our standard. That's where we speak from the Word of God, not from our opinions. But, you know, Paul said, it's just not mere words. It's power. That's the first one he lists. Then it's the Holy Spirit. And then the third is, when we share our faith, we must be fully convinced. And they'll see that. And, you know, this is on a clip, but one of the times I was preaching, open-air preaching. I don't always do it. I'm not the open-air preaching type. But every once in a while, God will just move on my heart, and there's people in the park, people in the friend station, I'll just get up and speak. And I was sharing my testimony, just out loud, in front of, you know, in a public place, and then saying, you need Jesus. Jesus died for your sins, to the Japanese people walking. And a man came up to me later. He says, I saw you just, you know, sort of shouting on the rock there. I was on a big rock, man, a big rock, and, you know, he said, I was really surprised. Because you're sharing so passionately, I've never seen anything like that in Japan. He said, I know Christians, actually. I've been to church, but I've never seen anyone do that, what you just did. And I said, well, are you interested? He's like, I'm not interested in Jesus yet. He's like, don't get me wrong. I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, you're thinking this guy wants to, you know, maybe come to the Lord. He's like, no, I'm not, you know, ready to do all that. But I saw your conviction. And it really moved me. And I felt like, wow, that's what they need to see too. They need to see these three things. It's that, you know, the Bible talks about a cord of three, right? A strand of three cords is not easily broken. We've got the power, we've got the Holy Spirit, and we've got our full conviction. And that's the way we walk in. And one more verse I want to share before my time's up. How am I doing on time, guys? I got good? We're good? I could go as long as a lot of people. But what I want to do is just go back to the scripture. And one of my favorite verses, especially when it comes to missions, when it comes to the heart of God and where we're all at in the world, you know, because I was born and raised in Southern California, right up the road in Oceanside, where I spent a lot of time in San Diego. You know, me and my wife, who I met here, she's Japanese. You know, we spent a lot of time in San Diego too during our time here. But so God, here in Acts 7, you guys like the book of Acts, right? Acts now. I love it. It's like, it's not Acts tomorrow. It's not Acts next week. It's Acts now. We want Acts now. So one of my favorite verses, Acts 17:26, I'll just read and go on with it. But it says, Acts 17:26, when Paul is talking to the Athenians, or the unknown gods, right? They're all gathered there, and these are people who don't really understand the Jewish God and where that's coming from. Just like Japan, you say Christ, God, they're like, which one? We have 8,000. So you say God, they're like, whoa. But, you know, the Lord's taught me to say, the one that made heaven and earth, you know that one. Go back to Genesis on that. And so, but here in Acts 17, 26, it says, for one man, from one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. For though he is not far from any one of us. God is not actually far from the Japanese, even though they have 1% Christian. That's the reality of Scripture. He's not far from them. God is looking for messengers. He's looking for people to support the work going on in Japan. God, you know, America is founded. You know, many people come from different nations. God actually knew that. It says God determined from this one man where the nations will go and where they'll come and how the boundaries will be set and the appointed times, it says. I believe it's an appointed time for Japan. Just as much as this is an appointed time for America. I know what you guys are going through. I follow the news too. There are appointed times in God's timeline, and it's an appointed time for Japan that they would hear and turn to the living God, right? That they would seek him, right? And perhaps reach out and find him. Find him when someone comes with the gospel. They go, oh, I found the truth. I'll share one more testimony before I wrap up. Last week, almost 2 weeks, I was in Okinawa. If you guys know where that is, Japan's an island. They've got Hokkaido, this big old, you know, looks like New York, you know, size of New York on the top. You got this, you know, looks like California, you know, Honshu, the main island. Then you got Kyushu, where I live, in Fukuoka. And then you got Okinawa. It's like this, like the Hawaii of Japan. You just have to fly, you know, 2 hours on a plane. And I was out ministering there because I do that regularly and on outreach. And I was wearing this T-shirt. You know, see, it's got a Chinese character or, you know, what they call kanji. And this right here, God, you know, he uses the languages. He uses, you know, these keys. And this is actually the character. If you read, it says, righteousness, the lamb over me. That's what this character says. The word for righteousness that the Japanese use is the character for lamb and the character for me. And is that not the gospel? Does that not point people to what is righteousness? Righteousness is this lamb. The lamb of God over me makes me righteous. Because everyone has their own standard. Japan says this is righteous. America says this is righteous. You might have your own personal standard. But the true standard of righteousness is when the Lamb is over you. You're covered by his blood. Hallelujah. And they've never heard it before. So I was out on outreach. I met this mom. She had her two kids. She had a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old. And they're just, you know, running around. And I said, hey, can we take a picture? You know, and it was one of those moments where, like, you just start talking. And she started to share. She says, you know, I'm a single mom. I'd really like a husband. I go, you know what? You can, if there's a God, you know, and I kind of shared my shirt. He hears us when we pray. You know, but I said, do you know God's in Japan, right? How many do you have? She's like, a lot. And I share that. It's the one that made heavens and earth, and he made you in your mom's womb. How about that? That's the God we want to pray to, right? That's the God that's going to hear. That's the God that, you know, he has a name. And she said, what's his name? I said, it's Jesus. Yes-sama da yo. Yes-sama. In Japanese, it's yes-sama. And she's like, you know what? When I was a kid, I went to a Christian kindergarten. I played Mary in the play. And I got the whole, yeah, yes, I've heard that name. I go, well, and then I just laid out the whole gospel, the whole story. And I said, what do you want to do? You know, we could pray to Jesus right now. But you know what? Really, the best thing you could do is to repent and make him your Lord and your Savior and your God. Do you want to do that today? And she says, hi. And Jabby says, yes, I want to do that. And she gave her life to the Lord, and her kids are right there. And she says, this is so good. It's like, she's like, it was like it was meant to be tonight. Just meeting you on the street here in Okinawa, it was like it was meant to be. And I go, that's right. And, you know, and then the next thing I'm going to say, let's get you in the Bible. Let's get you downloading the Bible app to start. She lives in Osaka, so a different part of Japan, so she's going to go home. And I encourage her just to seek the Lord and to continue to grow and start reading the Bible. But that was a beginning journey for her. And you don't know when that's going to happen. on an outreach. You just walk out. But see, that's, there are people who are seeking, right? There are people. And who, how are they going to find the Lord? It's those who go. It's those who are willing. It's those who might want to put, you know, a kanji on their t-shirt to talk to someone. To say, hey, God knows you. He knows everything about you. He's actually not far away to any of us. You can have access to him. And we can pray in his name and receive by faith all that we need. And so that's my story. Thanks, guys, for hearing some of that. And again, definitely be in prayer for what we're doing. And again, we're looking for people to partner with us in this ministry. Right now, we're not fully funded, but we're believing that God will give us partners monthly to help us pay the bills and do missions all throughout Japan. So if you want to talk more about that, see me afterwards. So bless you guys.
All right. Well, pretty exciting, huh? You know, we've been talking about discipleship and reaching out, and what a beautiful example for us. Beautiful. Okay, we got a song here by Sal, and then we're going to hear from our Heavenly Father via the gift of the Holy Spirit that we have within, okay?
Father, dear Father, here am I, your son, come to worship and adore you. It's by your grace I come. Father, Abba, Father, draw me close to your side. Hear this prayer from my heart, Lord, a prayer born from inside. Abba, Father, Lord, I love you. This my spirit cries. Abba, Father. To you, like a child, I long for your touch, Lord. It's your love that carries me through. Father, Abba, Father, no more fear or strife. As your son, I trust only you. Abba, Father, Lord, I love you. This my spirit cries. Abba, Father, Lord, I praise you now like a child. I worship you, Lord, with all my heart. Your grace has made me free to hunger and thirst for your righteousness till your face is all I see. And Father, you your child.
Gracious Heavenly Father, what an amazing Father and God you are to all of your children, whether in Japan or here in Southern California, Father. Help us with vigor to continue to reach out with the good news of your word. There's nothing better for man to know and to be a part of. So I just pray for each person in this room and their ministry, Father, that you give them the words to speak, that you open their eyes for them to see what they need to see, because Jesus Christ is our perfect example. So I thank you for those who are reaching out around the world, Father, that you place your mighty arm before them, keeping them safe, giving them your wisdom, Father. And we all base this on the love of God. So I just thank you for this morning's fellowship, that we will be enlightened again, Father. And we just come to you with great praise as long as we draw breath. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Okay. Paula, will you have tongues with interpretation, please?
For truly I am your father. I have loved you. I've seen you in your mother's womb knit together. And I'm so blessed. I'm so proud. I want you to know from the depths of my heart how much I love you. Receive that love right now and know that I will be with you. I will succor you. I will give you because you are mine. You have a mighty power that Holy Spirit I have given. So continue to walk with me, trust me, and I will open doors for you, for there are many that still need to hear the good news, to hear that I'm a loving God, I'm a powerful God. So manifest this power with my love that I've given you, and walk for boldly, knowing I, the Lord thy God, will never leave you or forsake you.
Wow. And Ray Braska, tongues with interpretation, please.
Halama haika la santo lo mosesque te piarama no santa la haika la sosqueta i la mahel ma qua la masisi un tala ma haika la masi sosesque te piarama cheno moi kala masi taromo santo. Know that my beloved children, I'm always with you. I'm always by your side. I also go before you to fight your battles, my children, so trust in me fully. Always hold my hand, fellowship with me deeply and intimately, for this is what I seek from you, time together in sweet fellowship. For I am the Lord thy God, and I do stand before you. So be steadfast in my word and declare it to this dark and dying world, and you shall see great signs, miracles, and wonders.
Yeah, Father, thank you that you love us the way you do. We're so grateful and so blessed that we have a God that is so, so caring, loving. And Father, I thank you that we can do your business in this world, that we can stand forth in these times holding forth the words of life wherever we're at, from Japan, here, Africa, around the world. It's still the truth. No matter what culture it is, what language it's spoken, your truth permeates each and every situation. So I'm thankful that we have it and we can share it boldly. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and thank you. Amen. Amen. Wow. Great manifestations, huh? I think God kind of likes us. Yeah, my goodness. Well, I'm excited to have this next gentleman come up here and share with us. And I've known your dad a little bit. And so I'm real thankful for your life and what you're doing and reaching out not only in Africa but in Japan as well. So Mr. Dowdle, come on up and teach God's word. Share with us.
Thank you so much. I am very humbled to be here. And I just thank you so much for Bob and Jeannie and the Acts Now Fellowship for having me. I've seen many of you years back in Tucson, Arizona. That feels many lifetimes ago. But God is still moving, and He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen? So I just want to give you a quick testimony of how funny and loving God is. In April, I went to Japan for the first time, and I saw wonderful, wonderful things, but I also saw the area of where missionaries are having difficulty there. But that's beside the point. I was able to travel 7 hours down south on a train and meet my brother Stephen over here. And man, me and him connected just so, and we only spent, it was only like 9 hours. I only had 24 hours to our schedule was so tight. So just went 7 hours, spent 9 hours with him, stayed night at a hotel and took 7 hours back. But the time that we spent together was so sweet, and it was just one of those divine appointments. And then I come here to this conference in Seattle and then down to here, and I find out yesterday Stephen's here. And I had no idea, and I just thought, man, God's so precious, you know? And I just thought that that's so awesome, so all glory to Him. But I'm from Winfield, I live in Winfield, Kansas. I'm born and raised in Tucson, Arizona, and I work for Wildfire Ministries Global, and their, right now, our focus is, well, we teach the gift of Holy Spirit and the manifestations, because especially in Africa. Let me just back up a bit. We focus in Kenya, as of right now, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, and Japan. And and with that, we are, I lost my train of thought. We focus there because there's just so much confusion with what, you know, well, the missionaries have not done the greatest job of teaching the Bible in Africa, in the sense of there's just so much confusion on what the truth says, on what the word says, and then there's also so much African spiritualism that's actual powerful, like the witchcraft and all that. So you mix that in with wrong doctrine, and you just have a bunch of saved people spewing nonsense. And so Patty, when she first went down there, so Patty and Robert Wilkinson both run the ministry, and that's a whole story of for another time of how I got working for them. But she first went down there and realized, like, everyone there is so open for prayer, for getting ministered to see the power of God because of this other stuff. But they have no firm foundation of what the Bible says or who they are and what they've been given from God and what finished work of Jesus Christ is all about. Like, there's a very, very low concept. And if there is a concept and someone really understands it, they end up filling up that mighty man of God role of where you have to listen to me because I have these gifts of God. So that ends up being a downfall of teaching people their identity. But yeah, I can't really say downfall, but that ends up being a pattern. So we just want, our main goal is just to teach mostly the pastors and leaders of all the churches of what they've been given, and we go through all 9 manifestations, but the main one is speaking in tongues. And let me just back up on that a little bit, just from all of these just different experiences. And even just seeing all these mighty miracles of God and just create these wonderful acts of God, I just have learned more and more the power of speaking in tongues just in your own private prayer life. Like, that is the foundation to it all. Here, I'm going to go to a verse. In 1 Corinthians, I'm reading from the King James Bible. On 1 Corinthians 14:18, I thank my God, and I know all you all know all these verses, but I'm just trying to spit it out into a different, give you a different view of it. But Paul, the guy that wrote majority of the New Testament, says, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than ye all. And it's not, you know, we all know it's not out of pride, but there still has to be some reason why he said that. And that's been my prayer to God, is just show me, God, give me more and more revelation of this. And by golly, he's been doing it. And it's just something I just constantly do more and more. But it's especially when you're just doing carnal things of life, just doing normal working things. Just if you're speaking in tongues, that God, I just realized God, it opens your mind up to through the Holy Spirit for God to show you just different things throughout the day. And I don't, that's just one little example. But just with that, it just keeps that connection with God. But that's one of the biggest things that I've learned through all of this. And also, from this conference that we went to yesterday, we have two, because Robert has written 9 books of the manifestations, and we have 2 of them in Japanese. And so we had those laid out. And, you know, everyone's interested about it, about speaking in tongues. But, man, everyone's afraid to, like, either learn about it or do it. And it's just, the enemy has done such a good job of putting some weird stigma about it, when in reality, like, you just sit through the fellowship here, and it was the most normal and the most beautiful and most powerful words that God gave us right there. And there was, and I'm just asking God more and more, just how do we do this and make it more common in the American church? Because even in Africa, because that's how we start off with speaking in tongues, and then we teach interpretation, and then we teach prophecy. And one thing that I learned, at first, it was always, you teach them speaking in tongues, and then interpret, and then prophesy. But I realized everyone's always afraid to interpret. So you just get them all to speaking in tongues, then you have them all prophesy first. And everyone's so confident in prophecy, and I don't know, there's a big thing in Africa where everybody also wants to be a prophet, and they always get those things hand in hand. But so they give a mighty word of prophecy, and then you do the speaking in tongues, and then only half of them will interpret right away. So then you have to just do some explaining. But I've just realized doing it that way in Africa has been such a more simple way to break the boundary of speaking in tongues and interpreting. Because a lot of times people think, at least from my experience, when you're teaching it, when you're, you know, so speaking tongues for a bit, then stop, and then the words will come, or just start speaking, and then that is what happens. But when you don't, a lot of times people can just overthink that, and so it's interesting to see just everyone just doing a word of prophecy right off the bat. So I've learned that this last trip, last year, about God, and it's just, and more and more about this, it's not. And I think that's an issue with a lot of missionaries I run into with Japan, about them having struggle, is that we all want to work for God, but we're lacking it with doing it with God. And we're doing it for God, it's like, what's the point? Other than, you know, there is a point, obviously. But me and Stephen over here were talking earlier, it's like, when you're doing it for God, you're doing it out of your own strength, and that's why everyone gets burnt out. But when you're doing it with God, it's fun, and it makes it a whole different playing field, and every person's like an open target if you're walking in love, and if, you know, it's all asking God and doing what He says. Yeah, so that's kind of the start of how they got into Africa. As Patty first went, realized everyone's so open to the power of God, but there's, you know, they say Christianity is spread out a million miles wide, but only an inch deep, so it has no foundation, but everyone is saved. You know, if you look, I forget the exact demographic, but if you look how many people have been saved in Africa, it's like every person's been saved twice. Just because of how many people give their lives to the Lord at every single crusade. But like, you know, glory for that, but you know, things don't change, you know? And part of it is, like I said before, the whole missionary thing about you guys having to look to us, the West missionaries, and then we look to God instead of hooking them up with the divine creator. You know, and that's what it's all about. And a lot of people love that story, or love that message, and obviously a lot of people don't like that message because, and also, we've gotten a lot to where churches don't want us to teach because then if we tell the congregation about what they have and what they're given, then they're going to start their own church and then take away the congregation from the main pastor. So it's just, it's a whole different dynamic than the church here in America, you know? So that's another thing we face. But other than that, it's, everyone is really hungry. But, and, oh, here, yeah, another thing we face is because of Bible translations. Like a lot, like Rwanda, their big Bible is translated from a certain Catholic Bible. So you start teaching about gifts of the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Holy Spirit and all its manifestations, then they start raising a bunch of questions because their Bible says it this certain way that completely contradicts with what the Word says. So that's where you have to rely on God and Him come through to talk to the people. Because one time we were in Rwanda and it was just this big argument between, it was about pretty much literally the same amount of people here, and it was, but it was all pastors. And they were just in an argument with Robert with what their Bible said and what he was saying. And it was going on for like 15 minutes. And then he finally, I was like sitting back here because they always give you chairs back for the guests. He finally looks at me and like shrugs his shoulders like, I think we're going to be done here. And then all of a sudden, the one interpreter says, oh, they're getting it. They're getting it. And like that was like literally like right when like Robert just gave up, the Spirit of God just came in and did some type of twist in their, like, I've never, that's the only time, that's the only time it's happened to where we've gotten so much, that much pushback, but to where God just, I don't know how that works. Yeah, no, amen, no, that is. But something twists the logic in their minds to where, yeah, they started understanding it. So that was one, that was really beautiful to see. But yeah, that is another pushback, is with what their Bible says. Or what, another thing is they have huge respect of their, you know, their spiritual fathers. So you're telling them something against what their spiritual father said, and especially if they've seen some miracles. You know, experience goes really far with them. So, and also, it's, and then with the witch doctor thing, if they think they're high up, they say, all right, let's see how strong your God is against our God. And it goes into that realm too. But also, when you're over there in Africa, something happens, like this, you get energized over there differently when you're just over here in America. I can't explain it other than you get energized, and like not only like there's no fear, but like you get this pushiness about you. Where, or at least for me, where I do not take no for an answer, especially when it comes to like the healing stuff. And for when people don't want to speak in tongues or interpret. It's not like I'm being disrespectful, but it's like your life's going to be changed forever. Like, you know, it's more out of love. And so I've learned so much about teaching from doing all of this, and about the Holy Spirit and everything, that the whole package that it comes with it. And the biggest thing, and I keep asking God for more and more, is word of knowledge and word of wisdom, and what comes with that here as well. And the problem that I keep facing with here in America is I just end up getting comfortable and not, I just know I could be walking it out fully more and more. And that's just, and it's going to happen. But I just see when I go right across overseas, there's just something else that happens. But God, there's something that needs to happen here in America where I can just see all of this stuff that's going on there, and what our ministry is doing over there is just preparing what's going to happen here in America. Because there's just so, not only just, you know, we all see it, but not only is the, like, darkness running rampant, like, there's just so much confusion in the Christian church in every aspect, you know? And so much of it, like I'm going back before, is so much of it is we're doing it for God, we're doing it for Jesus, instead of doing it with, you know? And we keep forgetting that. Here, let me read another verse. This is in Romans 8:11. And Stephen said earlier too, it's like, this is the word of God. I think we all know the word of God so well, I think we kind of forget about it being without it being a complete reality in our life. It's just, we need to change it from a head knowledge to a heart thing. And I'm preaching to myself when I'm saying this, you know what I mean? This is something I think, just, it's all about being human, but, you know, God, I just know there's so, so much more for us. But Romans 8:11, but if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. And it's like, God, we just need to go humbly to God and be like, God, what is this all about? Because I know we all know it and we all think we know it, but there's always a deeper, deeper revelation in all of the Word of God. And I know He wants to reveal it for us because, you know, like the time is now and, you know, like it's, yeah, time just keeps, it's running out and it just keeps getting crazier. And God needs some of his people to raise up and, you know, take the enemy out before Christ comes back. Amen? Yeah, so, yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, give God a clap. And so, yeah, so those are the challenges we face, but at the same time, we see many, well, because of that, well, because of these teachings, we've gotten, the goal was 10 teachers when I first started working for them. It was going to be 3 years coming up in December. But now, we've already reached that goal. The goal was 100 teachers, but we've already reached that goal now. So the goal now is 1,000 teachers in Africa. And then the 28th of this month, me, Robert, my father, and then a good friend of his in his fellowship, all four of us are going to Rwanda in 2 weeks and then going to Uganda for 1 week. And so like I said before, because we had the biggest clash with people or with the pastors, I feel like we just need to spend 2 weeks in Rwanda and have several classes just to break this, whatever spirit or whatever, you know, stronghold, religious spirit, whatever you want to call it, is holding back, break that to really get this thing flowing. Because the only Christianity in Rwanda besides, you know, witchcraft, paganism, whatever you want to call it, is Catholicism, which that's only like a parallel away, you know? It's, so there is a lot of confusion and all the higher ups are all Catholic. So, you know, you have your walls, but they can't, you know, word is stronger than two, or sharper than two-edged sword, so break down anything. But yeah, so we're going to go there for 2 weeks, and then we're going to Uganda, and that's where we have the fully built training center, and we have a kitchen built, bathrooms, and we have like dormitory housing there, and that's where we're going to be, and we're renting a huge tent, and we're having leaders come from Rwanda, Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya, and possibly Southern Sudan all come and stay and all do, and then all a bunch of teachers that have been raising up and just do a leadership meeting and just make sure everyone, you know, just a reproof meeting, or not reproof, but, you know, just, I don't know, make sure everyone's still on the same page and everyone has the same goal in mind and we're all looking to God. And so that is our goal for, yes, sir. Is that, oh, Robert knows him. I can't, we're going to be in communication because I'm not sure how many people we've already invited, but yeah, we're going to be talking with him and inviting him out as well. And any other questions? Oh yeah, good. That's so. Right now, I don't really know how to answer that. Other than the fact that I know we plan in August of next year, we plan on Robert and I, and who else? There's a couple of younger people. In their 20s that want to come with us, and then Ray, and we're gonna, that's what this conversation is going to be the rest of the day, with talking with Stephen and seeing if we can do some type of tour, because that was one of the main reasons why I went this past time in Japan, was to go to these different churches with Ray and just see if they're open to classes and all that, and there, some are, and then I've discovered there's a couple more that are, so there's something in the works with that. And then when it comes to like the full-time missionary thing, I'm not really 100% sure, because it was really on my heart at first when I went. Then I get back and I start studying a little bit of Japanese. I was like, God, you're going to have to program this in my brain, because I got too much other stuff going on. And it'd be one thing if I was... I don't know. It's a lot harder. And so that part's kind of on the back burner, but there's so much to do that just it's literally a day by day thing while having the big picture in your mind. But what was so cool about Japan is one of the churches I went to that I spoke to on the last Sunday, and so because of the whole ancestral thing, the ancestral worship, so many people are being like tormented by spirits. And they just need, so many people need deliverance. And I saw a lot of that over there. And it was, and I just really, when you're in like a church setting, there, so many more people are way more open to you. But in comparison, when you're doing street evangelism, if you're not really walking with God and asking him, who do I approach? It's almost like you're literally, it's like one, when I went with one group, it was literally, I went up to like 30 people, and it was just one couple that I actually talked with, and that's when I really stepped back. It's like, man, what is that, where I just felt like I was kind of doing it wrong, you know, doing it for the right reason but the wrong way, you know. So that's kind of what's going on. And then, like I said before, Robert has two of his books now translated in Japanese. I believe he has four now in France. Because of, we've been to West Africa, and a lot of those nations are French-speaking nations. Yeah, so altogether we've been Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Liberia, Ghana, Togo, and Ivory Coast, and then Japan. Yes, sir. Hmm. 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 I agree. and it's always something weird and crazy and simple. No, I'm telling you. No, it is that way. Or carrying bone, like, it's always, but there's always some insane power. But there's always, it's just like hard drugs. It's like there's always a cost to it. Like, it'll get your solution there, but then there's always a fallback. You know, it's like that's just the way the devil works. But yeah, it's funny you say that, because there's just so many stories that you hear about that goes on, but you start telling them, but then they're like, he's full of it, you know? But it is amazing that how the devil works and does grab people's minds, and how, especially how mainstream pop culture resembles witchcraft. Like, so much of that pop culture stuff that I've seen on TV is like literally a mirrored, I've seen or heard of a mirrored stupid version or a simplistic version of what really goes on. Like, they try to make it all cool, and but like it's just some weird, like, burning plants, and which gives easy access to the devil, while Hollywood tries to glamorize it to make it look. So it's very interesting how the enemy's working in literally every aspect of culture throughout the world. No, amen. It's, yeah. No, that, to say the least. And that was part of, is, that's what I'm so excited about, seeing what's happening over there, because it just builds me up more and more of what needs to go on over here, and really actually take it seriously, instead of just like, oh, this is home, this is America, we have our problems. It's like, no, it's like a little bit more than just having our problems. It's, we've almost handed it over, and it's not quite too late, but you know, it's at the point where if we don't do something, it's going to be too late. But you know, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, and we got the Spirit of God in us. No, yeah, no, that's what, exactly. Like, if you're just seeking power, like, you know, you just go to Africa and you can see all that you want, and then, but like, really, that is the key. If you have to really, especially in America right now, in its state, it's in a loveless state, and it's in the self-seeking, the self-righteous, the self thing, and no love, and everyone, and that is the thing. You hear people say, and that's a stigma that I know it's about to break, is, oh, we see miracles and healings happen in X country, third world country over here, but it doesn't happen here. And it's like, that might be true, but that's still a load of crap. And that's a lie from the devil, and that's a spirit that needs to break, like, right now, you know? And that's exactly, I believe, the key that America lacks is love. And then when true godly love comes, that's when the power comes. You know? The right godly power, not none of this foo-foo. Yeah, nothing. Yeah. Right godly, and they have right deliverance. They see God for who he is. They, you know? Yes. Amen. Amen. And that kind of goes back to what I said before, where it's like doing it with God instead of doing it for God. Because when you're doing it with God, that's when your brain can get burned out. You start, you know, it's just a carnal way to walking with God. And then you get all the reasons in the world. And then, like he said, it's an open way for the devil to come in and mess with you. It's like, did God really say? You know? Like... Amen. Preach. Yeah, so thank you guys so much. I'm just so blessed to be here.
Wow. Yeah, love of God, that's the bottom line here, huh? Well, what a wonderful morning, huh? It's great to hear from different folks here and people out on the front lines holding forth the words of life. So, and I think it's wonderful that you bring up what can we do here? You know, we admire your commitment to go somewhere else in a foreign country, foreign language, and do what you do. Phenomenal. But, you know, what can we do in our own country here? And there's a lot of needs and a lot of things that we can do that'll make a difference. So I appreciate your input and your sharing. Thank you very much. Well, Father, thank you for this morning that we've had together. Great sharing, great heart. Wow. And I'm grateful that we can act on the motivation of the Spirit of God that's been sown in our hearts. And I'm thankful that we can be our best for you. And we're grateful that you've called us to do these mighty works, to reach out with the Word of God, with the love of God. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. All right, sweet.